Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
That walkie-talkie thing?
From Mr. Sawyer down at the Army Surplus Store. Eddie helped him unload a whole truckload of new second-hand shoes.
Oh. Who are you going to talk to when you get fixed?
To Eddie. Mr. Sawyer gave him two of them.
Oh. Is Eddie's walkie-talkie busted, too?
Well, you don't think that wise guy would keep the busted one, do you?
Well, I guess not.
There, yeah, that ought to do it. Hello, Eddie. Come in, Eddie. Over. Come in, Eddie. Over.
I think it'd be easier to call him on the phone.
That's not the idea. Eddie's at home, and I told him I'd call him as soon as I got this thing working.
Oh. That's an Army surplus thing, isn't it, Wally?
Yeah.
How come the Army's always selling stuff?
I think that's the way they make their money between wars. Hey, how come you're shining your shoes?
Oh, it's Miss Snyder's idea. We gotta get our class pictures taken tomorrow for the yearbook.
Yeah, but you never see your shoes in those pictures.
That's what we told Miss Landers, but she said if our shoes were shined, it would show on our faces. There, I got it shined. Does it show on my face?
Say, you got more polish on your face than you got on your shoes. Hello, Eddie. Hello, Eddie. Come in, Eddie. Over. Come in, Eddie. Over.
Hey, Wally.
Hey, Beav, I think I hear him.
Sure you do. He's out front yelling for you.
Beaver, will you stop fidgeting?
Gee, Mom, how can a guy not fidget when he's choking to death?
He's not choking to death.
No. Well, it sure feels like it. Couldn't I take my necktie to school and put it on when I get ready to take the picture?
No, Beaver. You'd never get it tied properly. I've never seen anyone so reluctant to look nice.
Boy, this is the first time I ever felt like Sunday on Thursday.
Now, Beaver, when they take your picture today, I want you to stand up tall so we can all see you.
Yeah, and don't stand in front of that Myrtle Jarvis who's always wearing those creepy hair ribbons.
Yeah, it didn't work out so well last year.
No, I guess it didn't. It looked like you were wearing the hair ribbon.
Myrtle's quit wearing them big hair ribbons.
Oh?
Yeah, ever since the guy started calling her the Whirly Bird. Well, I better be going now.
Beaver, now you remember to stay looking nice until your picture's taken.
Oh, that won't be too long, Mom. They're going to take the picture as soon as we get to school, so we won't get all grubbed up at recess.
Sounds like a very sensible idea.
Beaver? Aren't they taking your class picture awfully late this year?
Yeah. Well, our class is the last class to have their picture taken. We were supposed to have it done twice before this.
What happened?
Well, the first time, four guys had the measles. Then the next time, three guys had black eyes. Between the measles and black eyes, there would have been too many holes in the picture. Well, goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, Mom.
Bye.
Come on, Wally.
Oh, no. You go ahead, Beef. I'm not quite ready.
I don't blame you for not wanting to be seen on the streets with me.
Hey, Dad, could you advance me $6?
$6? What for?
Well, I want to get my walkie-talkie fixed up. That's how much it'll cost for the wires and the batteries and stuff.
I don't know, Wally. $6?
Well, you know, I think it would give Wally a sense of accomplishment if he fixed up his walkie-talkie.
Well, maybe so. All right. In the interest of our science program, then, here you are. Don't forget, that's in advance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks a lot, Dad. I'll see you. So long, Mom.
Bye, dear. Well, I better go pick up their room.
Boy, times have certainly changed since I was a boy. I can remember bumming 20 cents off my father to buy a cat's whisker for my crystal set.
You don't mean a real cat's whisker?
No.
No,
5 is a little coil made out of metal. It was actually the heart of the crystal set. When it was activated by radio frequencies, the result was...
Hey, Beeve. Beeve, when the guy takes our picture, let's make a face.
What kind of a face?
Like this.
Why should we do that?
Just for fun.
That's no fun.
Ah, oh, come on.
Wonderful. All right, children. Now let's quiet down and all line up. Good morning, Mr. Baxter.
Good morning, Miss Landers. Well, do you think we'll make it today?
Oh, I hope so. We don't have any measles or black eyes today.
Well, the printer has to have the picture tomorrow. I'm sure glad we can make it today. Wouldn't seem like a yearbook without a picture of the fifth grade.
No.
Well, I think I'm just about set.
Now, you know better than that.
The boys won't stand with us, Miss Landers.
Yes. All right, now. Roger, Mark, you come over here. Girls, down here. Come on, in here. Harry, you get down there. That's right. Come on, Donna. Come on down here. And Theodore, you stand right here. And Gilbert, you stand here. Theodore, what seems to be the trouble?
I don't like girls to lean on me.
I'm sure no one will lean on you. All right, boys and girls, let's see how we look. Now, boys, you can do better than that. Come on, smile. That's better.
Mr. Baxter, you're going to make a face like I said, Beaver? I don't know if we should. It'll make us big shots in front of the other guys. And anyway, it'll be easier to find yourself in the picture instead of just standing there looking dumb. I didn't have any trouble finding myself in the picture last year. That's because you were wearing a hair ribbon. Cut it out, Gilbert. Okay, Bee, but come on, let's both make a goofy face. Yeah, I don't think we should.
All right, Miss Landers, I'm just about ready.
All right, children. Now I think Mr. Baxter's ready for us.
You're chicken. I am not. Now, if you won't make a face with me.
You really gonna make one?
Sure I am.
Well.
All right, boys and girls. I'll take it at the count of 3. 1.
Get ready, Beeve.
2.
Now, Beeve, now.
3.
That was fine, class. Now you just all stay right where you are for a few seconds.
Nice going, Beeve.
How come you look at me like that, Gilbert?
You'll find out.
Would you like to take another one?
Oh, no, Miss Landers. I think this will be fine. I've got to rush this to the printers right away. He's holding up a whole page for this picture of the fifth grade.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Baxter. Class dismissed.
Came out of here. It's got to go back in somewhere.
Maybe it goes right in here, Dan.
Well, I wouldn't know, Wally. Look, I think you better talk to somebody who knows something about these things.
Well, I talked to Howie down at the TV store. He worked on a lot of them during the war.
Well, why don't you get him to help you?
I was going to. Except he said any dope could fix it.
Yeah, well, all right, where's that diagram that was inside the set?
I think it's right here, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, let's start from the top and see if we can't figure out where we're going wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this wire comes across here to this condenser. Yeah. And this wire comes up and under over to this terminal that grounds here.
Yeah. And this wire comes around here and back up through there and over across. This other batch of wires goes a reverse way and comes under through there and back over.
Boy, all of this just to talk to Eddie Haskell.
Hey, Beaver. Hey, Gilbert. Boy, are you in a mess.
What are you talking about? I'm in a mess.
Remember the other day when we had that picture taken?
Yeah.
Well, when Miss Landers sees the picture, that's when you're going to be in a mess.
Why?
Because you made a face, that's why.
Well,
You're going to be in a mess, too, because you made a face.
She'd be sore at me if I made a face.
You mean you didn't?
No. What do you think I am, a chump?
Boy, you said we're both going to do it. That's the only reason I did it.
Fever, I was just kidding with you. I didn't think anybody was dumb enough to make a face in a class picture.
Boy, you know something, Gilbert? You're a dirty rat.
I may be a dirty rat, but I'm not a dumb rat.
Hello, Miss Bruce.
Why, hello, Gilbert.
May I carry one of your packages for you?
Yes, I'd appreciate that.
I'd be happy to.
Why, what a fine little gentleman.
This is just disgraceful, Miss Landis. Just disgraceful.
I just can't understand Theodore doing such a thing.
Did you talk to the photographer?
Yes. This has already gone to the printer. It will have to appear in the yearbook just the way it is.
Oh, dear. I'll have you the Cleaver's number.
Yes, I do, Mrs. Rabin. I thought you might want it.
I can't remember anything like this happening, well, in all the years. Well, there was that time when Eddie Haskell was in school here. Hello, this is Mrs. Rayburn, down at the school.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Rayburn. Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Cleaver's here. He's out in the garage. If you wait a moment, I'll call him.
No, please don't bother him. I'd like to speak with him in person. Will you ask him to drop by my office at the school as soon as possible?
Yes, of course. Is there anything I can do? Is Beaver in any kind of trouble?
Well, I think it would be better to discuss this when Mr. Cleaver gets here. Thank you, Mrs. Cleaver.
Ward?
Huh?
Mrs. Rayburn just called. Beaver's principal? She wants to see you right away.
Oh? What for?
I don't know. I tried to ask her, but she just said she wanted to talk to you in person.
Sounds like Beaver's in some sort of trouble. Did she say what it was all about?
No, she just said she wanted to talk to you.
Well, he must be in trouble. Well, where is he? I'd like to find out what's going on before I talk to Mrs. Rayburn.
Honey, he's outside playing someplace.
Oh. You know, maybe I better call Mrs. Rayburn and tell her I'll stop by on my way to work in the morning. It's a little late now.
No, dear, I think you should do it now. She's in her office and it sounded very important.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. Just wish Beaver were here. Why is it he's always out having a good time when he gets me in messes like this?
I'll try to find out what happened when he gets home. Oh, honey. Honey, would you take this down to school, would you?
What is it?
Well, it's an order blank for the picture Beaver was in.
Oh, yeah, I guess I could drop it by.
I ordered quite a few extra copies. I thought we could send them to people like Aunt Martha and Uncle Billy.
Oh, fine. Just hope Beaver's not wearing a hair ribbon this year.
Hi, Beaver.
Hello.
Where you been?
I'm just around. What are you doing?
Trying to get this thing to work.
How come it's taking so long?
Well, Dad was helping me with it for a while.
Oh.
Hey, what kind of trouble have you got in, anyway?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know, but Dad took off hot-footed down to your school. Must be something big, because he was wearing a tie and everything.
Uh-oh. He must have seen it.
Well, seen what?
My class picture. I think I ruined it.
You ruined it? Now, how could one kid ruin a whole class picture?
By doing this.
Boy, Beaver, I've heard of guys making faces behind teachers' backs. And I've heard of guys making faces in the classroom. But you had to go and make a face right into the camera. Why would you do a dumb thing like that?
Well, I kind of had bad advice.
Bad advice?
Yeah. Well, Gilbert said he'd make a face if I made a face. So I made a face, but he didn't.
Well, you better be prepared. Because when Dad gets home, you're really going to get it.
Gee, Dad's never been a hitting father.
I know, but if he's ever going to be one, this ought to do it.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to go in and tell Mom what I did. You know, she might soften Dad up. Tell him I'm just a little kid and all that.
Well, I don't know, Babe. Sometimes when you tell mothers stuff like that, they start to cry.
Yeah. Gee, I'd rather be yelled at than cried at.
Beaver, we've been looking for you. Mrs. Rayburn sent for your father to come down to the school.
Oh?
Do you know why?
I guess you want to talk to him.
I know that. Do you know why she wanted to talk to him?
Something pretty bad.
How bad?
It's almost running away bad.
Peter, what'd you do?
Well, when they took the class picture, I made a face and ruined it.
You made a face?
Yeah, like this.
Beaver, how could you? Well, I plan to send those pictures to Aunt Martha and Uncle Billy and all our relatives. Beaver, I'm just so disappointed, I don't know what to do.
Please don't start crying, Mom. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll even kill myself if you don't start crying.
You know, Beaver, I just can't believe you'd do a thing like this.
I just can't believe Theodore would do a thing like this.
See, Mr. Cleaver, you spoiled the whole class picture.
We really can't understand it, Mr. Cleaver. Theodore usually shows a pretty good sense of responsibility.
He certainly isn't showing one here.
What makes it so serious is that the yearbook has gone to press, so the picture will have to go in just this way.
Yes. Well, I guess it's going to be quite embarrassing for all of us.
Oh, we're used to boys that play pranks now and then. But it's what this implies, Mr. Cleaver. It shows the other students that Theodore has no respect for his school, his classmates, that it's just one big joke.
Well, I can assure you, Mrs. Rayburn, when I get home, I'll make it very clear to him that this isn't a joke.
And I'm certainly going to speak to him in class tomorrow.
Well, I'm just awfully sorry. I don't know what his mother's going to think of it.
I'm wondering what the superintendent of schools is going to think of us.
Well, Ward, can't the school just tear up the picture?
No. They're going to have to print it just as it is.
Well, this family hasn't moved in a long time. Guess we better start packing.
Wally, you're not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad.
Ward, Beaver showed me the face he made. How bad was it in the picture?
Well, do you remember how happy Hooligan used to look in the funny papers?
I'm afraid not.
Good, because that's just who he looks like. Where is he now?
He's upstairs. I think he's got the door locked.
I'm going to go up and have this out with him right now.
Dear, don't be too hard on him. Now, don't forget, he's just a little boy.
You know, Mom, Dad doesn't have to get so steamed up about the Beaver. He could just let the school give him the business.
Well, now, Wally, we can't turn all of our problems over to the school. Your father feels that the parents should be responsible for the discipline of the children.
Yeah, I guess if a kid's going to get hit, it's better if he gets hit by his own parents.
Who is it?
Your father.
Father? Uh-oh.
Come on, son, open up.
Yes, sir.
Well, Beaver, I just came from Mrs. Rayburn's office, and I saw the class picture they took the other day with you making the face.
Are we going to have to pay for a new one, Dad?
It's too late for a new one. It has to go in the yearbook just the way it is.
Boy, I'm going to feel real creepy when it comes out.
Well, Beaver, how do you think your mother and I are going to feel? And Miss Landers and Mrs. Rayburn? They're going to be embarrassed for the whole school. And what about the parents of the other children in your class? How do you think they're going to feel when they see you've ruined the picture?
Gee, Dad, I thought I was just going to get myself in trouble. Now it looks like practically the whole world's going to be mad at me.
Well, when you do something wrong, Beaver, or break a rule, it can affect and hurt a lot of people.
Gee, Dad, if I would know what was going to happen before it happened, I wouldn't have done it. What I mean is I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's fine. But will you please tell me why you did it?
Well, the guy said if I made a face, he'd make a face. And then when they took the picture, he didn't make a face.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Why, did you know the guy?
No, Beaver. But I do know that when a person comes up with a bad idea, he's usually the first one to double-cross you.
I thought it'd be neat if we both made a face together.
Wasn't so neat when he left you holding the bag, was it?
No, sir. What are you going to do to me, Dad?
Well, first of all, you're going to apologize to Miss Landers and Mrs. Rayburn. And then I think...
I think you'd better come home right after school for the next week. And don't make any plans for the weekend.
Gee, Dad, you mean I'm grounded for a whole week?
That's right.
Boy, Dad, if this would have happened about 3 years ago, you would have spanked me, wouldn't you?
Yes, Beaver, I might have. But I think you're old enough to reason with now.
Yeah. I guess when you think about it, one's just as bad as the other.
Eddie, come in. Over. Eddie, will you please come in? Over.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, hi, Beef.
Haven't you got that thing working yet?
Well, I got some guy on it a little while ago.
Was it Eddie?
Nah, it was this exterminator guy. He was telling one of his drivers where to go next and kill bugs.
Hey, you want to see my class yearbook?
Well, yeah.
There's our class.
Well, hey, where's you with a goofy face?
There I am, right behind little Jarvis.
Well, what happened?
Mr. Baxter, the photographer, got an idea. He painted Myrtle's hair even bigger, so he'd cover my goofy face.
Hey, that was pretty neat of him. Now your goofy face isn't crumbing up the whole picture.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking, Wally, what's going to happen when I get kids of my own? Well, they're going to come up to me and they're going to say, "Hey, Beaver, what'd you look like when you were a kid?" And I won't have anything to show them.
Wait a minute, Beaver. In the first place, your kids aren't going to call you Beaver.
No? What'll they call me?
They'll call you Dad. What else?
Boy, if a kid ever called me Dad, I'd be so scared I wouldn't know what to do.
No, you wouldn't. You'd probably feel creepy at first, but then you'd get used to it like our dad did.
Yeah, I guess so.
Hello, Eddie, come in.
Coming up next, Opie loses his new grocery store job. But there's no love, exciting or new, despite the fact that the episode was written by Art Bear and Ben Jolson, who went on to be regular scriptwriters for The Love Boat. Stay tuned.